Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
He does have momentum. I think he has a good win. But who, in fact, is going to be in a position to be able to help maintain the House of Representatives and increase the voters there?
That's Uncle Joe, a little worried about Bernie Sanders. They're all talking about him today. They've got a debate tonight up in South Carolina. And it'll be interesting to see how because, you know, last time they were all in for Bloomberg. And you got to think tonight the long knives are out for Sanders. I think they'll attack him on this Cuba issue, which, you know, I was stunned about it yesterday. I played you his original comments on Cuba. So then last night he holds a thing on CNN. I don't know what you call it.
Town hall
on CNN. They had Buttigieg and a few other people as well. And he kind of doubled down on it. He didn't back off at all on the fact that as much of a tyrant and dictator as Fidel Castro is, he had his good side as well.
He initiated a major literacy program. There was a lot of folks in Cuba at that point who were illiterate. And he formed the Literacy Brigade. You may read that. He went out and they helped people learn to read and write. You know what? I think teaching people to read and write is a good thing.
I guess that ignores all the people that are in prison and were starved to death and murdered by the Castro regime. And the fact that for so many years, in fact, they still are a state sponsor of terrorism, which is why the Trump administration had to reverse the stance of the Obama administration in trying to normalize relations with this communist nation. Here's the thing about it. I mean, he was blasted by some Democrat congresspeople in Florida who were like, including Donna Shalala, former Clinton administration official, because they realized Bernie Sanders just blew any chance he had to have any coattails in Florida if he's the nominee at the head of the party. Nobody of Cuban-American descent would ever vote for Bernie Sanders because he praised Fidel Castro. This is the interesting thing about it. This guy acts like it's okay to like part of what this guy did and not all of it. I loved this. You know, there's a website, a movement called Socialism Sucks. I don't know if you've seen it or not. But they go out and they interview people who've lived under socialism and who then came to America and realized what they had. Listen to this Cuban immigrant, a Cuban immigrant, and what he was willing to do to escape from Cuba. Listen.
One day I got enough, grabbed my windsurfing equipment, went to a very isolated side of the city with a straight shot to the ocean, away from the bay, and I took off. And I remember reaching the conclusion, and this is a messed up part that you, if you want socialism, you should wonder about this. You should wonder why I reached the conclusion that dying there would be even better than ever be back. I'd reached the conclusion that I would take the decision to put my head under the water and take three deep breaths of water. And I would die drowning with a big smile on my face because I knew I was free. This is the first time in my life I was free.
Can you believe that?
Picked up the coast guard boat.
This is a guy who windsurfed. Who got on a surfboard with a sail on it and windsurfed to freedom in America. And he knew that if the wind died and he was just floating out there about to die, he was going to drown himself instead of going back to Fidel Castro's Cuba. Bernie Sanders is insane. Here's more from this guy. Listen.
I enlisted in 2010, and I got the opportunity to serve a year in Afghanistan. I owe my life and my kids' life and the future that they can have to this nation. And that's where I went in service, to feel and be able to tell anybody that can challenge that around me that I earned it. Nobody gave me anything. I earned it. I earned my right to vote. I earned my right to speak. And I earned my right to tell you right now why socialism sucks.
I love this. I love this guy's story. So then as part of the website, they ask him, you know, we have a person running for government, for the head of our government right now, for president. At the time, he was just a senator. But this was after 2016, who embraces socialism, who visited the Soviet Union, who thinks it's a good thing. If you had a message for Bernie Sanders, what might that message be?
And Bernie Sanders, a freaking guy, a guy that's friend with the Castro, and talking beautiful things about the Cuban system. I was there. I sucked that up. Why Bernie Sanders failed to tell you that? That the Cuban, you can go to prison in Cuba for eating something. How?
Jesus. I don't know. This is a guy who said that if you dive off the coast of Cuba to get food, like to get a lobster and you bring it up and you're caught eating it, they'll send you to prison for that in Cuba. This is what Bernie Sanders endorses. You just got to know. You just got to know. All right. 314-241-9797. Big dealings going on at the county council today. They're going to debate giving iPads to prisoners. All that and more coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.